Christ is risen.
Every
year I sit to work on an Easter sermon and wonder, how on earth do I once again write 2 pages on the very heart of Christian faith? And every year some wise pastor to pastors out there on the internet reminds me that Easter has already been preached by Mary. The message hasn't changed. Just tell the good news. I have seen the Lord. And every year I think, great, but seriously, what do I say? And as I was busily at work at my desk this Wednesday, just come from one meeting and preparing for another, and diligently listening to the Easter choir music in the background, suddenly this one hymn line just grabbed me by the lapels and said to me, "Love's redeeming work is done." And it stopped me. Love's redeeming work is done. I didn't do the work, but it's done. I don't even know what it all means some days, but it's done. I don't need to finish it or prove it or pay for this work because it's done. Love's redeeming work is done. We've been praying all through Lent, "Restore us, O God." We hunger, we wonder, we thirst, we see, we breathe, we hope. We need restoration. To which the gospel says, yes, exactly. This human experience is real and beautiful and painful and precisely what Jesus lived in order to tell death that it does not win. That violence and money and political power and shame and condemnation do not win. All of these powers tried their hardest to defeat and erase Jesus, but even death wasn't strong enough. Because love had redeeming work to do. God had redeeming work to do in Jesus. And it's done. In Christ we live. All that we scurry around doing as if trying to earn our place, all of the feelings of shame that we keep glued to our mirrors, all of our fear that if we were truly known, we would never be truly loved, all of this has been shaken with the earthquake at the tomb and gone. The tomb is empty. I know what you're looking for, but it's not here. Love's redeeming work is done. Stop trying to do it yourself. Don't be afraid. Jesus is not here, not because you're not worthy of him, but because he has been raised to life to give you life, as he said. At the tomb, those who were guarding the empire, the institutional power, fainted dead away. But 2 women, disciples, dared to carry on in their grief and come to the grave of an executed enemy of the state. And they discovered the good news that we have come to know. The resurrection has already happened. The earth quaked and God's messenger rolled back the stone, but Jesus is not there. The stone has been rolled away not to let Jesus out, but to let the witnesses in, to let them understand what has already been done. Come. See the place where he lay. Then go quickly. Love's redeeming work is done. Stop being afraid. God has defeated death. And because that is done, the whole work of love carries on without fear. So go quickly. Paul wrote to the Colossians about being raised with Christ to signal that resurrection is not only something that happened to Jesus on the 3rd day after he was crucified, but it's something that happens to us when we are, as we are drawn away from the shadows of fear and shame and violence and into where our lives are hidden with Christ in God, like a hen hiding her chicks safely under her wing. Not that we hide from the world, not that we are above or untouched by material realities, or as if this reality no longer concerns God. It is only because God so loved the world that Jesus came to defy death and to show us all what resurrection looks like. Resurrection shakes the earth and upends the power structures that we despair of changing. Resurrection rolls back the stone to make witnesses out of everyone, to give everyone a voice. Resurrection changes the lives of those who are engaged enough to be fearful, but courageous enough to be joyful. And resurrection causes joy to override fear. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, moving forward with fear and joy, carrying the message with fear and joy, recognizing Jesus with fear and joy. Fear and joy because everything has changed, everything is new, and everything is possible. Don't be afraid, Jesus said. Keep moving forward. Love's redeeming work is done. So go quickly, perhaps with that same mixture of fear and joy, because the work of love that has been completed will both startle and amaze you as you come to see what it means. If we have been raised with Christ, we will seek and find the things that are above. We will not hunger or thirst as we once did. Neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike us down. For God, who has compassion on us, will lead us, and by springs of water will guide us. We will hunger and thirst for righteousness, and we will be filled. We will wonder and be filled with awe at the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We trust that we will not always see in a mirror dimly, but one day we will see face to face. We no longer hold our breath with waiting, because the God who made the world and everything in it, who is Lord of heaven and earth, and who gives to all mortals life and breath and all things, this God will put God's own spirit within us and a new heart, and we shall live. And our hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Love's redeeming work is done. Christ is risen, and we have been raised with Christ. Raised from our scurrying, our worrying, our fear, and our shame to live with Christ right now and forever. This is the work of love that God has done for us in Christ. In this we live.